Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Everything, not, and then this year it's been the banning of reporters and just stupid stuff. And I go,
disrespected.
Yeah, I think I've arrived at a point I hate this guy. And that kills me because I was so excited. But I'm excited to watch tonight. And North Dakota State, yeah, they're famous because they're a really good 1AA team. I don't know if this is one of those iterations, but I want to know what side you're on with this. You love them or loathe them?
No, you know what? It's disappointing because I am really starting to loathe them.
Deion, were pumped up like I was.
Deion was one of my favorite players when he played for the Falcons, when he played for the Niners. I detested him when he was a Cowboy, but I still respected him. But and then I thought, okay, looking what he was doing at Jackson State, okay, he's, you know what? He's humbling himself. He's coming up through the ranks. I figured he was going to officially be the Florida State coach in a few years. He went to Colorado. He's going to get the experience. But then it's almost like, I wonder what Deion would be like. I'm sorry, Coach Prime would be like if his son wasn't on the team. Because I do think that a lot of this is just catered for Shadur to make sure Shadur makes it to the league. Because I got a feeling once he leaves, I don't think he's interested in coaching college anymore. Because he's kind of showing you that now because he doesn't recruit. He doesn't do anything. So, yeah, I'm disappointed. This is not what I thought it was going to be. And I kind of want to see it crash and burn.
You've already reached spite phase. Okay. 248-539-9797. Look, you get a couple of games tonight. North Carolina's at Minnesota. It's watchable. Colorado, big stage. You take on a really good 1AA team. They're only 9-point favorites. Very watchable. I'm excited to sit down and watch some college ball tonight. And look, Deion is a story. Shadur is wildly talented. Travis Hunter's the most likable guy on the team. I have no issues with that kid. But I wanted to know. David, it's one or the other. You agree with that, but what side of it are you on with Coach Prime?
I'm close to you guys' side. I'm leaning, going there, but I'm still rooting for him. I'm still rooting for the best for Colorado, for him to win there, bring that program into prominence. I really want to see them do well there in Colorado for, you know, for the kids.
Nah, to hell with the kids. I want to know what you think of Deion. And well, to hell with the kids. Kids are driving to practice in a Maybach.
I'm rooting for him.
Okay.
I'm rooting for him still.
No, but hold on, here's the thing. Like, you're a dad. He at Jackson State, he was a leader of men. Well,
he came off that way, yeah.
He's acting a fool at Colorado. Mm-hmm. And don't give me this cheap ploy of setting up a bank account for the kids who have kids. I don't want to hear
about it. Oh, you saw that?
Yeah, that's to me, that's just PR. I don't care. But all right, I'm not asking anyone to go one way or the other. I'm interested. Because the one thing you can't say is, well, I don't really think about Deion Sanders. If you like college football, you have an opinion on Deion.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope deep down that he's still that guy from Jackson State. That he's still wants to raise men up in his program. I'm really believing.
How are you raising men when you're banning reporters because they said mean things about you and you're not 100% supporting me? Like, Deion, they don't work for you and your team is trash. I mean, seriously, like when your team wins, you say good things about them. Case in point, look at the Detroit Lions. When they were trash, we had no problem saying team's trash. They started winning. Hey, this is a good team. You change your opinion. Deion's giving you nothing but a lot of hype, just a lot of sizzle, no steak.
I think I know where Kenny is because he's already told me he's bet on the game tonight. I'm not going to sway him, but go ahead.
Yeah, no, as recently as probably the final nail in the coffin for Coach Prime for me was when you start treating reporters that way. You can't treat reporters like that. They're trying to cover your team. They have not. First of all, the one reporter, I forget who it was, maybe CBS.
Local Denver reporter.
Local reporter, right. He starts bad-mouthing the guy, banning him from asking questions.
Yeah. Well, you're from CBS. Like, dude, I don't work for the national CBS. I live in Denver.
But that's not even the point. Even if he did, people have a right to say mean things about you when you're running a poor program. He's ran that program largely like a circus, and he's acted like the biggest clown in the circus. So absolutely, I'm not a fan of his. I bet against him tonight, and I hope he loses. Wow. I did take the points. I'm not a crazy person, but yes.
I was going to say, it's week one. Way too early to be doing spite bets. But let me ask you guys. Maybe you're driving home from work. I just would love to know. I mean, you're going to be sitting around tonight. Tigers just played a day game. What else are you going to watch? I mean, obviously, we all are in a different spot. Yes, I'll watch Minnesota so I can see what the hell this New Hampshire transfer quarterback who was a stud at 1AA looks like. I want to see what barber outfit PJ Fleck is wearing. I want to get an idea of what Minnesota looks like. I know, nerd ball. But the rest of America would watch Colorado. It's the flash, the sizzle, it's the program. Mm-hmm. I want to know what side of it you're on. Because I did. I started out very excited about Deion.
Yeah, they're the antithesis of Michigan. They're on all the time. They just don't win.
It's summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents. And if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Actually, quite true, isn't it?
At least Michigan, you hated watching them, but they kept winning and winning and winning. Colorado is just like, okay, it is. It's spite watching. It's you get to laugh and say, okay, and how much you're going to get beat by this? Oh, you're going to play Oregon? Oh, and now you're complaining saying Oregon cheated. Oregon didn't need to cheat to beat you.
I think the biggest bummer out of all this is that I think at the beginning we were all in unison rooting for him.
I loved him. Yeah, 100%.
And one by one, he picked each one of us off, and now I don't think anybody but David's rooting for him.
Because, Kenny, I honestly think if his son wasn't there, he would be a different coach. But it is now everything is about my kid to get my kid to the NFL. How can I get him to be one of the top five picks to be the first quarterback taken? It's not about the team. It's about Shador.
248-539-9797. Dave, what did the ticket text have to say on it? And again, forgive me. I know it's not a local thing. It doesn't have to be. It's ESPN. It's 8 o'clock tonight. It's a Thursday night. Hopefully all of us in the metro area will have our power back by this evening. I know they're about 98% due. you're going to be watching something. And it's probably this if it's the world of sports. And you're either really rooting for this guy or you're really rooting for him to have a bad time. David, go ahead.
I think Deion knows football as good as anybody, but his ego is getting in the way, and I just don't get it. Rico hit the nail on the head. Deion isn't a coach anymore. He's an agent for his son. His only concern is for his son. It is not fair to other players on the team.
And here's the because I have seen this on a lesser extent from whether it's like travel teams, AAU, high school. When your kid is out there, it's hard for you to be coach and parent, and most people go towards being parent. And that's where Deion is right now.
I think the others, and I mean, this is where it's, I kind of lean. In a lot of ways, he represents everything wrong with college football right now. Like, it's all sizzle, no steak. The minute something goes wrong, cry about it. The minute you don't get your way, cry about it. The minute someone critiques your son or the way you coach, ban a reporter. It's just this very weird, and Rico's right. It's almost like a street agent. I'm sorry, but from a schematic standpoint, forgive me if I don't believe Deion Sanders is actually implementing and doing install. Sorry, I don't believe it. You don't fire Sean Lewis because your kid's getting hit too much and bring in Pat Shurmur.
Yeah.
It's very difficult for me because I know I love the idea of him. I hate the stodgy establishment of coaches, but man, Deion is just acting a fool.
Yeah. You do wonder how long Colorado's going to continue to support him. So,
listen. If he would just be the guy he was at Jackson State, I'd support him right now. I'm not mad.
See, I think you'll get that guy if he still is coaching.
If Shadur's gone.
Next year. Because maybe. Right now he can't see anything but I want the best for my kid. This is the one kid of mine that's actually going to make it to the NFL.
Shiloh will get drafted.
Where?
In the NFL. He'll get drafted.
To who?
Rico. He'll be seven rounds. He'll be a middle round pick.
The safety.
Yes, everyone believes he will be drafted. Dude, I'm not trying to be like...
Hamilton?
What?
The Hamilton, what is it, the Wildcats?
You're putting him in the CFL is what
yes.
You're doing.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. 248-539-9797. We'll get some phone calls, get some ticket texts on it. Just wanted to start with something that's happening tonight. Tigers won the series, lost the game. No big deal. You play Boston tomorrow. See if you can win another series. Kenny's all devastated. Like they're just going to sweep everybody. Kenny, not everybody's a White Sox.
Yes, they are going to. I'm trying not to get hopeful about this team, man. It's really tough.
It's okay to be hopeful, but come on, man. So what? So you lost one game. Do your job. You got Scoobs on the mound this weekend. Breathe, Kenny. Breathe. 97.1.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.